All right, what's happening to all you hot and sweaty bodies out there? It's time once again for Monsters in the Morning. My name is Mr. Maniac Mac, and with me as always is...
I've been banned from every local Red Robin and Arby's. It's me, Touchdown Charby's.
Every single Red Robin and Arby's. Now, that is an accomplishment.
Locally.
Oh, just locally. Yeah. We're not talking about regional?
There's a few in Wisconsin. There's a few Red Robins where they, you know, I walk in. They got my picture. They're not letting me in.
They just ask you to please leave.
Well, they go a little further than that. They get the authorities involved. What they've been told to do by the authorities is they see me, they call. That's it.
Well, you know, I applaud them.
I mean, you don't even know what's going on.
Well, you must have done something.
You're taking
their
side immediately.
Well, no, I'm just saying something must have been done heinous enough in each one of these restaurants, dining areas, I'm guessing.
Yes, these are, every single one is an individual incident.
That happened inside of the dining room.
That's right.
So you would purchase your food.
Well, let me start by saying I don't like the management structure and the policies that take place in both Red Robin and Arby's. They're very similar. They're owned by the same conglomerate.
Okay.
So they have a lot of the same policies that I don't like it.
But you like their food.
I can't get enough of it.
Well, speaking of various exotic meats and food choices, it's time once again for the World Cup.
That's right. It's exciting. You know, I like the World Cup.
Who doesn't?
Well, you must really like it because you've got all these countries. It's the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
The soccer ball itself looks like a globe.
It does.
As a globe enthusiast, this has got to be your day in the sun.
It's like it's our Christmas time.
Ah.
If only Christmas came around once every 4 years. But seriously, we have a lot of fun matchups, excluding the United States this year. But that all taken aside, I mean, it's still a lot of fun to watch all these countries.
Wait,
watch
what's that about the U.S.?
The U.S. Didn't make it in. Gosh darn shame.
They didn't qualify?
Didn't qualify this year.
Wow.
No. I guess when they were taking the field during their gameplay, they weren't able to score enough goals.
Okay.
And because of that, the other opponent won the match.
Okay, so...
And they accumulated enough of these losses...
Yeah.
...that excluded them from the tournament play, which, again, is a damn shame for the country and for the world...
Let me just, real quick, let's just recap for everybody back home who's a little lost right now. Let's get you guys up to speed. In this game, in the World Cup, the rules are, I guess,
football.
Simple.
This is known as football.
Excuse me, football.
Okay. Soccer, also, you could call it soccer.
Great.
Okay.
The object is, one team, if he gets the ball, if he scores a touchdown, he's going to get...
Scores a goal,
thank you. And the other team doesn't score enough goals.
Yes.
Most likely, they're going to end up losing that game.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. Now, this is all taking place outdoors.
In outer space.
No. These are big, massive fields.
Oh, okay.
Fields of beautiful grass.
Mm.
And it's all, you know, there's specific sections. You know, it's divided up with lines. And, it's a great sport.
Hello, monsters in the morning. I don't have a lot of brain, but when I listen to you, I feel as if we are friends. And that is very nice. I feel as if Mike and Charlie are my friends. And I like that. I like that very much. It's a very nice thing. Friend to friend. Thank you.
So I'm sure you've been hearing this all around, you know, your local sports pub, your local barbecue. But I mean, seriously, the question still remains, who do you like?
Oh, God. Well, we've got a ton of pools going at the Stink Pit right now. By the way, you can still get in. Did you want to get in that?
No, thank you.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Right now, I love Russia versus Saudi Arabia. I got the 3-1 over on that.
Okay.
Portugal and Spain. That's going to be a bloodbath.
Both of them are known for their various, pretty similar cuisines, but still distinct enough. Bacalhau in Portugal. And then Spain, famous for tapas.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Topless?
No, tapas.
They play topless. They don't have to wear shirts.
But what do you think about Morocco and Iran?
Iran is a bit of a spark plug, okay? Because sometimes they go in slow, and all of a sudden you look down the field and they've killed like 9 guys.
I understand. I mean, I remember hearing them. I one time went to a Moroccan restaurant.
You did.
Really heavy on the seasoning, but again, really, really good seared lamb that they had there. Iranian food, it's okay, but I like both.
Now, as far as my lock pick. Okay. That's obviously France and Australia. You know, the French will lay down at the sign of a musket.
Don't get me started on French cuisine. Really, the forerunners of modern-day Western...
Frog legs?
I mean, that's a stereotype. That's really a stereotype. When I think of French cuisine, I think of escargot. I'm thinking of buttered steak. I'm thinking of the pastries. I'm thinking, of course... About
how does that relate to the game at hand? How does that relate to the
it's
to
all
the
connected
match?
It's all connected
because of their diets, maybe, because they're high in caloric intake, maybe.
Well, I mean, these athletes, they're eating the local cuisine,
the local fare.
Of course they are. They might not even be from those countries, okay? But I'll tell you one thing, if you're playing for let's say
Uruguay,
I'm guessing that you're
what's their cuisine?
It's a fusion. It's really a fusion of several European countries with a real, at its core, Mediterranean. So we're talking about olive oil. We're talking about taking lamb and roasting it over an open fire, wrapping that up in a traditional bread, and then serving that, usually at dinner time.
Gross.
Hi, Monsters. This is Jack. Yeah, I ordered a pizza from you guys earlier tonight, and you kind of forgot my French fries. It's not that big of a deal, you know. It's really not. I'm not really asking for you guys to, you know, replace them or, you know, deliver them to me right now. I know you're closed and everything. I just thought I might let you know, so maybe you can let your cooks know that, you know, your customers know. You know, especially when their food has been forgotten. And just want to throw it out there, maybe just kind of, I don't know, retrain them to maybe look at the ticket maybe a little bit closer. I don't want anyone else, you know, that was really hoping to get those fries, or maybe it's an order of jalapeno poppers, and they forget them, and you're excited to eat them, and you open a bag, and they're not there. So, again, I'm not asking for any free food or even a credit. I mean, if you want to, that's fine, too. I mean, I'm home right now, and I'm going to be home the rest of the night and pretty much all weekend. I really don't have much going on, so I mean, I'm here. And or if you want to give me a credit, or if you don't, or if you do want to give me a credit, that's great, too. Just thought I'd let you know. I love your food, and I heard you guys got a show, too. Yeah, maybe I'll check that out, too. Okay.
So many places all over the globe that I've been, and it's so fun to see these places now battle each other.
Competing.
In combat, if you will.
At a high level.
At a very high level.
And at the highest of play.
It is. Well, the stakes couldn't be higher, as you know, in the World Cup. If you lose, they execute 4 of your players.
I never knew that.
Yeah, they do. It's basically like a firing squad.
Hmm.
So the whole team lines up.
Okay.
Okay? So let's say, for example... If Russia beats Saudi Arabia,
okay,
all the Saudis on the team have got to line up against a brick wall.
Oh no!
And now all the Russians are lined up opposite with rifles pointed at them.
Okay,
only 4 of those rifles are live with one round.
Oh,
they all fire.
Okay,
and 4 dead Saudis.
Oh, I'm surprised that they still allow that. At this high level,
and rules are rules. You know, tradition is tradition.
I guess so.
Yeah,
I guess so.
That's just kind of.
I mean,
the way
we sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game."
Exactly.
Every 7
and that's pretty brutal.
It's a strange activity.
Yeah,
But it's a fun thing to do, too.
I mean, you've got all these fun matchups. You know, you've got Peru and Denmark.
Oh, I'm excited about that one.
That's going to be a fun one. And it's Peru is such a very interesting culture.
You know, there's a lot of history here.
There is. There's a lot. And as far as Peru and Denmark, they were...
Rich histories.
Rich. For both. They were allies, oh, God, I think from 1345 all the way up to 1550.
Mm. See, I thought it was 1555.
You might be right.
Okay.
I might be thinking of King Mastodon III.
You might be.
Yeah.
You might be.
But they were allies all through the Middle Ages, yeah. I'm telling you.
Their country is not only a cornucopia of culture, but it's also a cornucopia of different traditions.
That's true. Costa Rica and Serbia. I mean, you want to talk about a fun matchup. I mean, these are lively, lively nations with people with... I mean, the dialect... It's funny because, you know, people in Costa Rica, their language is very similar to that of Serbia's.
I've heard that.
Almost unrecognizable. You and I wouldn't recognize it.
But and yet they can't distinguish what one another are saying.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
So they sound similar... Mm-hmm. And yet, they don't have a clue of what they're saying.
Communication is very poor.
So, but that also could benefit both teams because, I mean, say you're saying, hey, kick the ball this way, but you're saying it in a different language. Mm-hmm. The other team doesn't understand that language. Next thing you know, you think he's going to kick it one way. Guess what he does?
He ends up killing his sister.
He kicks it in the other direction.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You've got Belgium in Panama.
That is supposed to be one of the games to really mm-hmm. keep an eye out for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, in Panama, when they say hello,
mm-hmm.
what they're actually saying is, what time is it?
What time? Yes. Yes.
Hello means what time is it?
What time is it?
Very confusing.
But they're always, but that's something that, again, it's embedded in their roots.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're big on time. I mean, the Panamese, they created the first clock. So
you know what they say? Invite a Panamese to dinner, they'll come the day before.
I have heard that. You've got, what do we got here? We got Mexico and Germany.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not a lot of history there.
No. No. Again, though, rich cultures, lot to serve up. A fun group.
Well, in German, fat and beautiful mean the same thing. I think you'd fit right in Germany. WBBI.
Hey, Monster, this is Mama Momo from Hot Atlanta. Listen, man, I heard that you was talking shit. Well, I don't even give a fuck. Hey, I don't give a fuck. Don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Don't give a shit, shit, shit. Don't give a fuck, 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 fuck. I don't give a fuck, fuck. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck, fuck. I don't give a shit. Don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. Don't give a fuck, fuck. Baby, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Shit, shit, fuck, fuck. I don't give a fuck. Here I go. Shit. I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Don't give a shit. I don't care. I don't care. I don't give a fuck, 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 shit. And that did a creep. Shoot.
A lot of people think that Iceland is covered in ice. Well, it's not. It's actually covered in a fine jelly.
Oh.
What do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Hey, what do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Say, what do you got in that gym bag? What do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Say, what do you got?
Oh, what do I got?
Hey, what do you got in that gym bag?
All right, big boy, what do you got?
All right, let's see here.
Is it stuck?
Got it.
You got it? Okay.
Oh, okay. There it is. I actually have a 1999 reissued in commemoration of the upcoming millennium,
yeah.
Buffalo Nickel.
Buffalo Nickel.
Mm-hmm.
What's that worth today?
5 cents.
Oh, wow. Great.
Mm-hmm. All
right. 5 cents you didn't have before, right?
True. I bought it for actually $50.
Okay.
But its actual cash value...
is 5 cents.
It's 5 cents, yeah. Well, but... You know, it's a
depreciating asset.
It's a collectible.
Yeah.
I got a bag of frozen security French fries. Don't leave home without these.
How do they stay frozen?
Well, every day I put a new frozen bag of French fries in my bag.
And every day? Every day?
Every day. Yeah. Well, see, I buy it in bulk at the old Restaurant Depot.
Yeah.
And then...
How's that an emergency? What do you... An emergency French fry if you're starving for a French fry?
If I don't... If for some reason, maybe I ordered something and I didn't get my side of French fry.
Ah, okay.
I like to keep it on hand.
But then you gotta fry those up then.
Huh?
You gotta fry them up. Do you got a deep fryer? Emergency
if
deep fryer?
If there's one on hand, yeah. If not, then I don't deep fry them.
How do you cook them?
They're already cooked.
You just said that they were frozen.
They're frozen. They're cooked, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. So you're willing to eat frozen French fries in a pinch.
What?
What else you got there, Mike?
I also have here, you'll love this, it's a snow globe.
Ooh.
And inside the snow globe...
Don't tell me.
...is a boy holding a smaller snow globe. And inside of that tiny little snow globe, an American flag.
Look at that. Wow.
And when you shake it, guess what happens?
Let's see here. Oh, wow.
It starts waving.
It was waving, and the flag's waving.
You have to look close, though.
I can see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you got in yours?
Great. Let's take a look here. I've actually had a...
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You got to peel that one open.
Yeah, I got tape on it. It's a little busted. What do we got here? Oh, look at this. Mm. I found this. I hung on to it. I want to show you. It's a Monster's Pizza menu. Apparently, we're delivering pizza. Are we cooking pizza? Aaron, do you know about this? Are you familiar? No?
No. I guess so. I don't know what happens when we leave this place.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess the machine keeps on.
Got to pay the rent somehow.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Yeah, we'd have to look into that. I mean, are we getting a piece of this? Yeah, that was a joke. I don't know what I was thinking.
That was good. That was really good.
Okay, I've also got here... A stack of Arby's and Red Robin's coupons. These are basically for...
Those
are
useless for you.
Yeah. Do you want them? I can't. There's nothing I can do with them.
Yeah, I'll take them.
Yeah, here you go.
Thank you.
No problem. Ooh, check this out. And this is probably one of my favorite albums. Mm. It's Mama Momo's first CD. Rowdy and Audi. Do you know about Mama Momo?
I haven't heard of him. I know that he's making waves.
Oh, he's big. He's a gangster rapper. His thing, though, in this album, his first album, Rowdy and Audi... it should be self-evident in the title. He comes out. He's a homosexual rapper.
Really?
Yeah. He comes out in the album, the first track, you know? But he's hardcore, Mike.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's like a tough...
gangster rap.
Yeah, he's a tough dude. He's gay. What are you going to do? That's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
I applaud him for that.
And I think, I could be wrong here, we might be looking at the first gay gangster rapper on the market. Something to look at.
It's about time.
We should try and get him on the show.
I'll just write that in here right now.
Yeah, pencil it in. If we can get him in.
And let's close up these old
bags. Yeah, I just got to seal the tape back up on mine.
That's fine.
All right.
Mine just zips right up.
Man, that's nice.
It is.
What do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Say, what do you got?
Oh, what do I got?
Hey, what do you got? And that Jimbo.
All right, that's going to be wrapping things up here at Monsters in the Morning. Once again, my name is Mr. Maniac Mac, and with me as always is...
It's late at night, and you can't get to sleep. Give me a call. I'll give you a tuck. It's me, Touchdown Chuck.
Well, that's sweet.
Well, I'm here for you guys, you know?
That's nice.
Whatever you need. Whenever you need it. Wherever you need it. That's it.
Shit. Fuck. Hey. Riding in my V6, sucking on these six dicks. Riding in my V6, yeah. Riding in my V6, with these six big dicks. Sucking on these six dicks in my V6. Yeah, I'm riding in my V6.
What?
Yeah, sucking on these six dicks.
Yeah.
V6, six dicks.
What?
V6, six dicks, that's right. Riding in my V6, sucking on these six dicks. Riding, sucking, fucking shit.